From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is vowing a proportionate response to the cyber attack on Sony Pictures, citing FBI evidence suggesting North Korea was behind it. That and a threat to attack movie theaters prompted Sony to cancel a film spoofing North Korea's leader. President Obama says he understands why Sony did it, but thinks it was a mistake.
If somebody is able to intimidate folks out of releasing a satirical movie, imagine what they start doing when they see a documentary that they don't like or news reports that they don't like.
Sony CEO claims the movie The Interview is not being released because the company was having a hard time finding theaters to screen it. Sony says it is seeking alternative platforms. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a request from Florida's Attorney General to block gay marriages. From member station WLRN in Miami, Alicia Zuckerman has more.
State Attorney General Pam Bondi asked the Supreme Court to extend a stay that would uphold Florida's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court issued an order denying Bondi's request. She'd said that without a stay from the Supreme Court, some county clerks in Florida would issue same-sex marriage licenses, others would not, and that would cause confusion. A federal judge and state judges in all four South Florida counties had already ruled the ban unconstitutional. Those rulings have been on hold. Same-sex marriages could begin in Florida on January 6th. For NPR News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
The Sheriff's Department in Milwaukee says more than 70 people were arrested late Friday for protesting on a local interstate highway. Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Quernbach reports that the demonstrators are demanding criminal charges against a former police officer who killed a mentally ill man in April.
Outside the Milwaukee County Jail, demonstrators chanted the name of Dontre Hamilton, the man shot by police officer Christopher Manny in a downtown park during an altercation. The protesters were waiting for the people arrested on the freeway to be bailed out. Mike Wilder of the African American Roundtable says having to wait months to see if former officer Manny will be charged with a crime is a bigger deal than the freeway protest.
The point we're trying to make is that this is a minor inconvenience, but it's due to a major injustice, right?
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's angry and disappointed the protesters went on the interstate. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
A federal judge has thrown out Obama administration's decision to remove gray wolves in the western Great Lakes region from the endangered species list. The decision will ban further wolf hunting and trapping Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The combined wolf population in those three states is estimated at around 3,700. This is NPR News. A Northern Australian woman is charged in the fatal stabbings of her seven children and a niece. The suspect is hospitalized for treatment of knife wounds. The incident in Cairns Friday occurred days after the country was rocked by a 16-hour hostage standoff in Sydney that ended in the deaths of three people, including the gunman. In Nigeria, the government says it's outraged and deeply saddened by the abduction of up to 200 people from a remote village in the northeast. As NPR's Ofebia Kwistarkin reports, suspected Islamist fighters are being blamed for the latest attack in which more than 30 people are reported dead.
Condemning as deplorable the raid on Thursday, Nigerian government spokesman Mike Omeri said Boko Haram was spreading terror by targeting civilians. News of Sunday's attack in far northeastern Nigeria has slowly filtered through this week after survivors reached the regional metropolis Maiduguri. One witness said he helped to bury 33 bodies. The spokesman says it is impossible to verify the number of people missing because some civilians fled while others were kidnapped. There has been a growing number of attacks in Borno, Yobe and Adamawa, three northeastern states under emergency rule for the past year and a half. Ofebia Kwistarkin, NPR News, Dakar.
The New York Yankees are no longer Major League Baseball's biggest spenders. The L.A. Dodgers have ended the Yankees' 15-year reign with a record payroll of more than $257 million. That's more than $20 million above the previous high set by the Yankees last year. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.